The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Oh my God, gay?
I am not gay!
Good afternoon, fuck knuckles, and welcome to the program. I'm Tim Rice, and I have been searching high and low on the internet to find the funny for you. This is what I found on funnyordie.com this morning. You will recognize this gentleman's voice as Thomas Lennon of Reno 911 fame. I'm sure you're familiar with the That's What She Said phenomenon, mostly perpetrated by the NBC sitcom The Office. Well, in this sketch, Thomas Lennon teaches us of the origins of this phrase.
You've heard the phrase countless times.
That's what she said.
But did you ever wonder where it actually came from? Well, we did, and our search took us here, to Long Beach, California. Meet Kim Marlowe. This middle-aged divorcee claims to know where That's What She Said actually comes from.
It comes from me. I said those things.
Shocked? We were. But Kim Marlowe has proof to back up her claim.
When I was in junior college, I used to f*** a lot, and I said a lot of things. I guess it started one day when this guy I was doing was helping his friend move, and they got this big couch jammed in the doorway. And so the guy I'm f***ing says, "You're going to need a miracle to fit that thing in there." And then, of course, because his friend's a total he says, "That's what Kim said."
And when had you said that before?
I said it the night before when he was trying to f*** me in the ass.
Kim says that other lovers started quoting her private words, and they soon became popular catchphrases at Long Beach City College.
You know, I said a lot of during sex.
Sure.
But then people just start taking everything I said out of context.
Sure.
You know, like, if I said I'm stuffed, it wasn't always during sex. Sometimes I said it after I ate a lot. Or the time I said, "Well, hope you like a nice full bush," I was talking about a project for my horticulture class.
Kim, I have here a few quotes that have been attributed to you.
Never ends.
In what context did you mean that's the biggest one of those I've ever seen?
Oh, I was talking about a Christmas tree.
Mm.
We were at a Christmas tree farm, and I had never seen such a beautiful big Christmassy tree.
You had never seen it. That's going to be sore tomorrow.
I was talking about my pussy.
Okay. Put the doggy in the bathtub.
That's a sex thing and a dog washing thing. Just a practical thing.
Literally, let's wash the dog in the bathtub.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and in terms of sex, put the doggy in the bathtub is when you try to fit somebody's balls in your ass, and they just, you know, just keep popping out.
But Kim started to enjoy the attention she was getting. She was recognized on campus and around town. People would stop her and ask her for quotes. Eventually, she started performing at parties.
"Well, I'm sorry, Bill, but I can't even find it." "You can put that anywhere. I'm the one that should be crying. It's like a waterfall down there." Everyone was repeating my words. I thought, hell, why not make some money from it?
And did you?
Sure I did. At first. Till that f***ing Mike Myers ruined everything. That's right, you heard me. Mike.
Let's roll a clip.
Okay. Hey, are you through yet? Because I'm getting tired of holding this.
Sure, that's what she said.
What was your life like then?
I used to drink back then, and I started hitting it pretty hard. It was a bad time. God damn it. It's so f***ed up this hand.
She tried to put her phrases on the internet to maintain some proof of ownership and maybe eke out a modest income. But, she says, sites like Napster and Pirate Bay gave her the same problems as many musicians. Kim, are there projects in your future, opportunities on the horizon?
No. Last year, some people approached me about doing a tour, reading some of my best phrases live.
Right.
But I turned them down flat.
Mm-hmm. And why?
I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
I just want to get on with my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's too hard and it's painful.
Mm-hmm. It's too hard and it's painful?
Are you f***ing kidding me?
What?
Are you f***ing kidding me?
It's too hard.
Okay, you know what?
It's too hard.
I'm out of here.
What?
I'm out of here. All right?
Well, that is what she said. Well, enough of my yakking. Bio, just like a one-winged dove, sings a song, sounds like she's singing "Ooh, baby, ooh." I said, "Ooh."
Shut up!